from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A little extra happy
today as the Falcons keep making some big-time moves in free agency. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it's all good over here, Andy Bunker, as it is, like you said, breaking news, and we knew it was going to break after our show. We knew that, of course, and everything like that.
At least they waited a couple hours to make it not sting as bad. It wasn't 208.
208 or in the handoff or something like that. I got to see it real fast. It's not just a minute. But, moves keep – moves are moves, and I'm so excited that people are excited.
Exactly.
I freaking love –
me too –
the excitement of Atlanta Falcons fans. I love the pettiness that they're showing towards the Saints.
Great,
which
yeah.
is great.
Yeah.
And everything
that's
like that.
That's when you know they're back.
Yeah, that's when you know.
That's when you know Falcons fans
are
back.
I love all of it. Mm-hmm. I really, really do, man. And it's the great thing about it is that because the season's right here. This didn't happen in free agency starting. We got to wait all this time. No, the season is about to start. These two guys, you know, the two free agents that they got yesterday, they're going to have plenty of time to rep themselves up for the regular season and everything like that. So, yeah, I'm so excited that they're excited. And the fact is that we don't have to wait months for this new thing to go on.
I agree 100% with what you just said. Yeah. Like, the fact that these guys are both seasoned professionals makes me not worry about their ability to get ready and be a part of this defense week one. You know, I if it was sort of a different situation, maybe you would have wanted a younger player or someone like that to have been here for the last couple of months and get integrated and be around and schemes and all that kind of stuff. These guys are going to be fine. You put them in the defense week one, they make your defense better. The ceiling and floor conversation that I know Steak and those guys were having, I think is spot on. I feel like one thing we've been talking about throughout the offseason so far, especially since the offense had been taken care of, was, well, the defense's job now will just be sort of to bend, don't break,
right?
Like, be good. You don't have to be great. You can be okay. I feel like the ceiling for what the defense was maybe a week ago is now kind of the floor for what the defense is now with these two guys that you add into it. Because, again, like, you just added your second and third or first and second or and third best players on your defense.
Yes.
Like, Jesse Bates was here. Yeah. But now you've got Simmons and Judon and add with Grady and Caden Ellis and the rest of the guys that you've got there.
Yeah.
You just made your defense significantly better. And, the big picture point that you made off the field about what this seems to have done to a fan base that was already excited for the season.
Yes.
But we talked about this off the air a couple of weeks ago. Was like, people are definitely excited, but like, I don't know, just like the full bore enthusiasm that almost felt like we felt last year. And maybe it's different because we're not around fans at training camp. I was thinking about it driving in. I was like, why did it feel a little bit different this year than it did last year? Because they're better this year. Right. Last year, I don't know. Like, but there was enthusiasm last year. Like, they were selling out training camp. There was lines down the block. Remember that? I mean, we're maybe it's just because we haven't been around the fans at training camp this year, so that palpable, like, emotion that you can really feel from being in front of fans every single day, we haven't had. But or maybe not. Maybe there's something else to it. Maybe it's because last year the expectation was this, and this year, even with a new quarterback, the expectation kind of sounded like it was the same thing. Like,
right.
Yeah, win the division and see what happens. That's not the expectation now.
No.
Like, after you make these moves.
It should be.
No, I mean, you have to expect more than that. And again, it feels like the moves that were made in the offseason previous to the last 24 hours were great, but this pushed it to that level of enthusiasm that you really want it to be at before a season starts.
This shouldn't,
the Falcons fans are completely fired up.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and you should be, because your team is really good. They were good. They're really good. And when we talk about ceiling, and, you know, the ultimate goal of any NFL team is to win the Super Bowl, and then you look at what you have to do to get a place in that tournament. You know, and we know that, you know, that I think they were favored probably to win the South. They should be favored, yes, to win the South.
Their odds went from whatever they were to win the NFC yesterday and jumped up significantly.
But then you look at, you know, who's in this NFC conference. I mean, you got, you know, Detroit, obviously. You got the Green Bay Packers, Dallas, the Eagles.
San Francisco,
without a doubt. And then there's other teams you sprinkle in, Rams and everything like that. And so you don't know what tier you would put the Falcons on. Like, I think my top tier in the NFC is definitely the 49ers in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I think the Falcons are right there with the Cowboys and the Eagles.
It's hard for me to put them up on that top tier without having seen it yet.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes,
like, and that's really the only hesitation right now, because you know how good the guys are, especially these guys on defense that they grabbed. Like, you know on paper what that does to the potential of that side of the ball, but without having you've seen San Francisco do it. Now, San Francisco's got issues.
Yeah,
I know we've been talking about Ayuk.
Yeah.
Trent Williams isn't there either.
But Trent, exactly.
Not there yet.
He's not there yet. And that's why, you know, a lot of times, a lot of these holdouts and everything, they usually get done this week after this week of games and everything. So I don't think it'll
I understand
be,
it probably will.
Yeah.
But it hasn't yet.
And it hasn't yet, but all those things. But no, you look at, you know, just the aggressiveness that I feel like Terry and them went out with to go and get guys, to go and get, you know, you lose Rondale Moore and you go get Jakeem Grant, but you're looking at it like, really? I mean, he's always hurt. Now, when he's right, the dude is explosive, but he ain't been right in 2 years. And so then you're like, all right, whatever. But then you see what me and you were talking about, like, there's Matthew Judon don't want to be there. How about you call him, Terry? Like, it seems like, and I'm just talking about just me and you in general, the last couple years, we were like, well, go call and get that guy.
Yeah.
And he finally did it.
Yes.
You know, we were talking about, go get Judon. You don't want to be up there. They're rebuilding, and you went and got him. This Justin Simmons thing, I didn't necessarily see him as a need player, but hell, you go get him, the dude can play. And as I was talking about, you know, the career path of both of those, him and Jesse Bates, it's almost the same because they're both ball hawking middle of the field safeties. Put him in somewhere he can play. I mean, you know what I mean? He's that good a player. I'm not saying that he can't be in the box and force the run game and all those different things, but he can do a lot of other good stuff, you know? And I'm not saying that he can't be that eighth man in the box and all those things, but they're going to have to be, and I'm not saying they can't do it, but I mean, yeah, you go out and you add two players to this defense, two high-level, all-pro caliber players. It's a win, man. And then you're talking about for the money that you got them for, because Udonis still ain't and nothing going on with that.
As far as we know, it's going to be $6.5 million.
That is freaking awesome.
It is awesome.
It's freaking awesome to be able to get those two guys where you got them at for 14?
Yes. Those two guys combined
for
$14 million is – I mean, that's general managering at its highest.
Yeah.
Now, credit to Terry Fontenot for that, absolutely. I also think there's another side to it as well, which is context and opportunity. Like, you have to be relevant, and you have to be a team that guys like Matthew Judon or Justin Simmons or whoever else.
They would have came here last year.
No, they wouldn't have.
No.
Absolutely, they wouldn't have. No. And that's not a criticism of anything other than the roster. Like, the roster last year was not one that if you're one of these types of guys, you were going to look at from elsewhere and be like, yeah, there. That's where I want to go because I think I can win there. And to me, that all starts with getting Kirk Cousins. Like, you get Kirk Cousins on this roster with what this offense already had, and the expectation for this group together with him leads you to be able to attract other players.
Right.
Like, and again, Terry Fontenot did that too. this offseason. Like, that's what's happened. If you go back two offseasons and just sort of look at what he's been able to do in terms of free agency in adding Jesse Bates, who's an All-Pro, and Caden Ellis and David Onyemata, who are very good players on this defense, and then Kirk Cousins, and then Darnell Mooney, and then Matthew Judon in the trade, and then Justin Simmons yesterday. Like, that's pretty phenomenal stuff.
Yeah,
like,
but it's gotta
work.
Yes,
of course
we know that.
Of course it does. But none of that is possible if the first move isn't made this offseason, which is Kirk Cousins,
yes.
And then other things can sort of follow after that. As we go back, I remember we had a conversation with Terry, like right after the draft, and maybe it was OTAs or something like that in June, and I asked him, "How did your philosophy in terms of going about the quarterback position change so much from year one to year two?" And he said it didn't. Like, opportunity changed.
Right.
We didn't have $100 million to spend. And there wasn't a Kirk Cousins to spend it on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then there wasn't a Michael Penix to draft. We always wanted great quarterbacks.
Right.
The opportunity just wasn't there. It's the same thing with Judon and Simmons and all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They probably wanted guys like this years.
They just couldn't
afford them, and they didn't want to come here.
And we talked about that, you know, when the whole Montez Sweat thing. He went after him. We kept saying, go get him. He tried to get him.
Right.
But obviously, Chicago won that battle, and Chicago gave him that money that you didn't have yet.
They did.
And so, yeah, I think it's been a great training camp for them as far as acquisitions of these players. I mean, it's just been one of those, but you got to see it. You got to see it. And I believe that they're going to be really good.
I do, too.
I believe they're going to be really good.
I do, too. Like, from early at the beginning of this week, it was like, yeah, we're talking about a playoff team, to now it's like, yeah, that's for sure. Who knows beyond that? Like, it feels like anything's possible now, which is just the best way to feel before a season starts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.